From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Throughout the year, we report on a lot of new books and music and other entertainment, but we miss a few. So this week, we're going to play a little catch-up in a series we're calling The Ones That Got Away. Today, NPR's Elizabeth Blair tells us about three TV dramas from the BBC.
There are two primary platforms for BBC shows in the U.S., PBS, which has been programming their shows for decades, and the cable channel BBC America. One of its best shows is a cross between Mad Men and broadcast news.
10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We have a show starting and a new head of news to impress.
The Hour takes place in London in the 1950s. It centers around the journalists and egos who put together a daily TV news show. Ticking deadlines, booze, sex, crime, the hour moves.
176 murders in the past year. That's 37 more than the year before. A surge in violent crime in areas of London, particularly in Soho and the West End.
It really functions both as a personal drama, as a historical drama in terms of the BBC News of that era, and then as a really kind of edge-of-your-seat crime drama.
Perry Simon heads up BBC America. He says another show he's very proud of is not an import, but a series co-produced by BBC America and set in New York City.
Police! Drop your weapons!
Copper is a gritty crime drama packed with history.
Copper is set in 1864 during the last gasp of the Civil War. And it revolves around very intense, rugged Irish immigrant cop who returns from the war to find his wife missing, his daughter dead.
Since I came home 2 months ago and found an empty home, I ain't certain of anything.
Copper gave BBC America its highest-rated drama ever, says Perry Simon. As for PBS, they had a hit with a series that is divinely unconventional.
We are the Sisters of St. Raymond Nonnatus, midwives and district nurses, present at life's commencement and at its end.
Call the Midwife on PBS is based on the memoirs of Jennifer Wirth. When she was 22, she left her middle-class life and became a midwife with the nuns at a convent in a poor part of London in the 1950s.
I knew nothing of poverty or appalling housing, nothing of lice, of filth, of families sleeping four to a bed.
In the UK, Call the Midwife was a sensation, and every bit as popular as that other period phenomenon, Downton Abbey. Small wonder, Call the Midwife has characters you fall in love with. Great humor and poignancy and drama.
Well done, well done, well done. That's it. You have a little boy.
Call the Midwife's executive producer, Pippa Harris, says when she first read Jennifer Wirth's memoirs, she knew it was a TV series in the making.
I think it was a combination of the episodic nature of her storytelling and the big ensemble cast, but also the mixture of humour and pathos that she has within the storylines that she tells. All of which combined made me think it would be brilliant television.
Call the Midwife takes place in the tenement blocks of London's East End. The midwives ride bikes through the overcrowded streets to get to their charges. The nuns in full garb and the lay nurses in skirts.
There are between 80 and 100 babies born each month in Poplar. As soon as one vacates its pram, another one takes its place.
One of the many compelling characters is Sister Evangelina, a no-nonsense nurse who's seen it all and has little patience for the middle-class nurses who gasp at the poor living conditions.
There's newspaper under here.
Oh, well, saves on laundry. Lets the mattress live another day.
Sister Evangelina, who is played by Pam Ferris, is probably the most working class of our characters. So she feels that she very much understands the community around her and finds at times that the others are, you know, all a little bit on a higher plane and they're being ridiculous about things. So she's very good at slapping the other characters down.
You're not in hospital now with cupboards full of spotless linen. Oh, come on. Oh, it's quicker to do it myself. Look.
Sister Evangelina's annoyance takes an amusing turn when an upper-class young woman, a midwife in training, shows up.
I understand you qualified by a whisker, nurse. Fortescue Chumley Brown.
I did pass. It was a bit of a scrape.
Chummy, for short, is played by Miranda Hart. She's extremely tall, clumsy, and needs a bike lesson.
Oh, no, sorry. It's just this alternate body parts business. Feet, you know, doing different things.
Call the Midwife is really about the community created between the nuns, the lay nurses, and the people living under dreary circumstances. The midwives take care of the elderly, prostitutes, and teenaged mothers.
I love it every time it kicks. All I can think is, please let it be born strong. Everything else can wait till later.
Quite right, too. You just need to keep resting and eating as much as you can.
In 2008, Jennifer Wirth talked to the BBC about her experiences as a midwife. She said that even though she and the other nurses were working in rough neighborhoods, sometimes by themselves late at night, they never felt they were in danger.
There was a Cockney saying, a nurse is safe amongst us. And we knew we were absolutely safe. And that was because of the tradition that the nuns had built up. They'd been there since 1870s. And they had built up respect, almost reverence. And the men knew that their women relied upon us. And they wouldn't have touched us. If they had, they'd have been beaten up by the other men.
Jennifer Wirth consulted on the BBC TV series, but during pre-production, she was diagnosed with throat cancer and died 6 weeks later. Pippa Harris.
She actually died before we started filming and never got to see anything on film, which was awful, actually.
In the series, Vanessa Redgrave is the voice of the main character, Jenny Lee, looking back on her career. The character is inspired by Jennifer Wirth, and Call the Midwife captures the essence of her memoirs.
Midwifery is the very stuff of life. Every child is conceived in love or lust, and born in pain, followed by joy, or by tragedy and anguish. Every birth is attended by a midwife. She is in the thick of it. She sees it all.
PBS will be running a Call the Midwife holiday special on December 30th. A new season begins at the end of March next year. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.